We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 6:16, Thursday morning, July 22nd. Gonna be typical summertime. Man, was it hot yesterday. Holy moly magoli. I walked Betsy the Boxer at about 6:30, and it was just pound you into the ground heat. And if you were outside, you know that. So with the rain, at least in the afternoon, there had been late afternoon some cooler breezes, but yesterday was brutal. So our choice is brutal heat or oppressive rain and humidity. So that's summertime in New Orleans, but as long as the tropics are quiet, I guess we'll take it, right? HELOC. If it sounds like some kind of top-secret government program to you, you need to listen tomorrow morning at 7:45, because it actually stands for Home Equity Line of Credit. What is that, and why do you need it, or do you need it at all? The main goal is to use the equity you have in your home as collateral to have a ready reserve of cash. But is it for everybody? To find out more about Home Equity Lines of Credit, go to my page, Tommy at WWL.com. Click on the story and get to the link for the Home Equity Line of Credit calculator. Then be sure to listen tomorrow morning, 7:45, when Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, gives us all of the details. Don't miss Managing Your Money with Mark tomorrow morning, 7:45, right here on WWL. And we are talking about HELOC. I guess you can put an S on that. It's time for our weekly check at the southern border and what's going on there in terms of immigration, rather. Preston Henneken joins us right now from the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Good morning, Preston. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. Tell me what the situation is. I see a story here. It's official. Democrats confirm mass amnesty and infrastructure bill.
Right. So, in light of everything that's happening on our southern border, which is, completely out of control, the Democrats in the Senate are planning to use a kind of little known procedure to move forward with this massive $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill that includes everything from climate change legislation to Medicare and Medicaid expansion. And it also includes an amnesty for about 10 million illegal aliens. And the reason that they are trying to do this is because this process that they're moving this bill through is called budget reconciliation. And it doesn't require the Democrats to have to get any Republican votes. So they can just pass this in a 50-50 deadlocked Senate and then move it on to the Democratic-controlled House, where they hope it can eventually reach the president's desk.
In terms of out of control at the border, paint us a picture, if you will, of what's going on down there, because it seems as though, the way the news business works, I won't say news media, I won't single anybody out, but stories push other stories back, right? But just because the other stories get pushed back, that doesn't mean that they've gone away. Everybody's concerned with COVID numbers, and I'm going to ask you about people coming in across the border that are not vaccinated after the break. But before the break, if you will, paint us a picture of what's going on down there, because even though it hasn't led the news, nothing's changed, correct?
Correct. And in fact, in there's really no sense that it's getting better in any measurable way. We've already reached over a million arrests down at the border, which it's a 20-year high. Which is, just really astounding. And it's entirely due to the deliberate policy choices of the Biden administration when they got rid of many of President Trump's initiatives that he had put in place to stop the border surge in 2019. And so with only 3 months left in the fiscal year, we're already over a million, which we haven't hit in the past 4 or 5 years. So it's really a terrible situation down at the border. And the Biden administration has just continued to refuse to do anything about it. And so even in, typically during these months, we see that with the heat down at the southern border, there are less people coming across. But in this year, that is not the case. There are more people coming because they know that essentially the border is wide open and they can just walk up to it and come into the United States.
Let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back taking our weekly look at immigration and the situation at the southern border, because we realize it doesn't go away just because something else pushes it off of the evening newscast or the, I don't know if I can say front page anymore because few newspapers are printed. But I'll leave the listeners with this before we go, Preston, and that is ICE to grant illegal aliens cell phones as ankle monitors become depleted. Yeah, you heard me. And Preston will explain when we come back. Right now, 6:21, time for traffic on WWL. 6:24, 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Preston Hennekins, who is with the FAIR, Federation for American Immigration Reform. And when it comes to, as you mentioned earlier, Preston, that it normally slows down with the heat in the summertime, and that has not happened at the southern border, we worry about vaccinations here in this country and wearing masks and so forth with the Delta variant. But the people, generally speaking, I would think, that are coming in illegally, they've not been vaccinated, have they?
No, by and large, for the most part, they have not been. And earlier in the pandemic, because there were fewer people who were coming in, it was easier not only to turn them away because of Title 42, but it was easier to test them and that kind of thing. But now, just because of the sheer numbers, that is just simply not possible. And a number of border states, most notably Texas, and many of the cities in the border there, have actually brought this up and said, look, we can't handle this influx of people. We have no idea if they're vaccinated. We have no idea if they are carrying COVID, particularly the new Delta variant. And so it's really quite a mess down there. And particularly as we're seeing growing rates of COVID in these countries that are sending these people, we really just don't know how many of them are infected when they cross the border.
And we have no idea of criminal records or anything else, do we?
No, definitely not. And that isn't something that even comes up until much later in the process if they apply for asylum. And by and large, even those that have criminal records, the Biden administration really isn't prioritizing them for removal, for deportation, unless it's a serious felony, you know, like an aggravated assault or something of that nature. But for your average run-of-the-mill, drug smuggler, if it's their first offense, there's not a great sense that the Biden administration is taking measures to remove those people in any significant way.
And as you say, drug smuggling, that brings up fentanyl, which is perhaps a bigger threat to the health of the nation than is COVID and those coming across the border that have not been vaccinated. We got to get to this before we run out of time, Preston, and that is ICE to grant illegal aliens cell phones as ankle monitors become depleted. You want to get somebody angry? Tell them the government's giving people free cell phones. Explain what's happening here, please.
Right. So traditionally, because there's not enough detention space for all the, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that are coming into the U.S., instead of detaining illegal aliens, the government normally would put an ankle monitor on them and tell them you have to appear in immigration court on this day. And if they don't appear, then ICE goes and picks them up and they get removed from the country. And that's in a perfect world. In reality, there are so many people coming through the southern border that ICE is now having to resort to giving them free cell phones paid for by taxpayers that have GPS tracking in them. And so, again, this is just completely ridiculous. ICE is relying on these alternative to detention strategies, even though we know they don't work. And, you know, they're doubling down on this because in 2021, the Democratic Congress allocated $440 million to this program. And in the upcoming spending bill, they've allocated $475 million. So they're perfectly content spending American taxpayer dollars giving free cell phones to illegal aliens, despite every other problem that we have in this country that money could have gone to.
I don't dare ask, do they have the ability to disable the tracking part of the phone?
You know, if they're technology savvy, I don't see why they couldn't.
Yeah, there you go. All right, thank you. I appreciate your time. I really do. Preston Hennigan's with Fair Federation for American Immigration Reform. Free cell phones. Why not? We're going to take a break. We come back. We'll talk to Susan Hassig, associate professor. That was said sarcastically, by the way, just to be clear. Susan Hassig joins us, associate professor in the Tulane School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine, to talk about a new COVID wave, variants, et cetera. And I know a lot of you are against the vaccine. I'm not going to try to convert you, but I'll just ask you to open your mind and listen. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.